I was so lucky to get an education, and it was like I told someone that there was a number of things. One, I had some people that suddenly said, "Hey, Don, how are you getting along? How do you do this?" And I didn't know this. And the first time I started at Colorado City, I was, like I said, I was pulling cotton, but I was good at it. And I was pulling bowls, and I worked so when all the cotton out there was pulled up, then I'd go down and go to school. Mm-hmm. I'd walk in and go to the principal. My mother didn't have a real good education. I think she got to the sixth grade. Daddy didn't get any education at all. But he was a good hard worker. Worked in the oil field, and he kept me busy from the time I was yay high. But I walked into the principal, and he said, "Set me up." And he just set me what he thought I could do, because he knew I wasn't going to be there very long. And so he set it up, and he took me out to English teacher. Never forget that lady. She was a Miss Jarma type.
Yeah.
That was precise and did everything. And when Miss Gordon, she was kind of tiny, shorter than I was, which was real short. And I could see when he walked in and introduced me to her, I could see the fire in her eyes. She was mad because when he left, I thought, "Please don't leave me down here with her," because that was that. And so when the passing period got and I was then there by herself, she said, "Young man, I have every student in my class are up to date." And she said, "When Christmas starts, you will have said 100 lines of poetry, and you will give me 9 book reports. It will be done." And she was like this. And I said, "Yes, ma'am." And fortunately, I had been taught to say "yes, ma'am" and "no, ma'am" when I worked at a service station when I was in the, I guess it was the sixth grade. And Dad had a service station, and he was there. He wouldn't let me put gas in a car until I was precise with "yes, ma'am" and "no, ma'am" and "yes, sir" and "no, sir." I had to say that.
Right.
And so she said, I asked her, "What kind of books?" And she said, "I don't care what kind of book it is, but you will have read it." She said, and I said, "Do I have to read?" And she said, "No, if you've read some of them, you just it would be a book that you have read, and I will check." "I will check, and I will know." And so I left there that day, and got in that night. I wrote a book report, one that I'd already read just a week before or so, and went back the next morning, and when I walked in, I gave her this book report. She looked at this and she said, "Did you read this?" I said, "Yes, ma'am. I read it last week or 2 weeks ago." And I said, "You said I could." And she said, "That's fine, as long as you read it." She said, I'll check." And so the next morning, when it came time, I went in with another book report. And she said, like this. And I said, "When the third day, I went in with the third book report." And she said, "Are you reading all these?" I said, "Yes, ma'am, I read all of the time." I said, "One of the books I read the last 3 days, just at night, I just go in and I finish it."
Yeah.
And I said, "I've read all my life." And I did. I still do. And so she said, "Well, why don't you do this? Get you a better pencil, so that you don't have to erase as much. Check for spelling and make sure you do this." And then she started giving me pointers on writing my book report. And so it came time before she could get it. I said, "How much on the learning and memory, the poetry thing?" And she said, "Well, as long as you get, don't make it everything 3 verses. You know, make it 100 lines 20 lines here, 40 lines there, something like that.
Yeah.
And got it. So I started in, I said that. And so I'd repeat the verses and go like this. And when the end of December came and we went into Christmas, getting ready for the Christmas holidays, before we got there, I had all of the requirements made. And so I didn't even know that until later. Until the night, I guess it was a little bit out, even it was even after, in fact, it was before I moved here. After I moved here, that it suddenly dawned on me. I knew basically how teachers reacted. Miss Gordon had said, here's this old boy that's coming out here from a worker and all. He's going to be here for a little bit. He's intelligent enough that he reads a lot, so he knows a little bit.
Yeah.
And so she said, well, maybe he might make it. I'll give him a little help. And she did. She started in and she said, you need to take this and this, and you need to do this. And she gave me pointers. And I did what teacher said to do, because I knew Daddy would kill me if I didn't. Only teacher had it. So